there's no doubting how people in Washington, D.C. feel about this result. The streets are packed with people with flags, signs, blowing bubbles, dancing, singing, and drinking champagne. And the police have closed off several blocks in front of the White House so that all these people can gather. But it's important to remember that this scene will not be being repeated across the whole of America. Donald Trump still has millions and millions of people who supported him in this election, and there will be many millions of Americans who are very sad and upset about this result. So yes, there's jubilation in Washington, D.C., but Joe Biden has a big challenge ahead of him. He has to try to get those people that voted for Donald Trump on side and, as he says, try to unify the country. We haven't heard from Donald Trump in person since the result was declared. We've had a statement from his campaign team saying that he believes that Joe Biden has falsely claimed victory here. But there's no doubting that for a man who hates to lose, having this party of celebration about his loss right on his doorstep will be devastating to President Trump.